Hi Gratitude Seeker, welcome to this new episode of Setting Fulfilling Goals. I want to start today with a quote from Bill Gates that Anthony Robbins also uses in his talks. It says something like this: most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. So today I want us to dream. There is this technique that I've learned from Brian Tracy that is called idealization. To think about what life will be in 5 or in 10 years. And this is really powerful because when we do this, we can dream big. We can dream about things that we don't think are possible in 1 year. And this is what I want to invite you today to do, to dream, to think about how your life will be in 5 years or in 10 years. What are the things that you will be doing by then? What are the things that you would be achieving? And then don't want us to do this just to wait until that moment comes, but to give us hope. For instance, when you heard the quote, the part about 10 years, you might have been a little bit scared that you don't know what's going to happen in 10 years. So many things are so volatile. So many things are changing, some for the better, some seem that they are changing for the worse. But in my experience and in what I've learned along my path is that it's important for us to have something in the future to look forward to. Something positive that will motivate us to keep on going and to enjoy each and every day, but to know that there is a bright future ahead of us as well. Also, there are things in life that take time. It's good to have goals for the year. It's much better than to not have any kinds of goals. But it's much better to have long-term goals as well. And even if they're not exactly goals, they can be dreams or life directions. They are still important because they give us, they're like a compass. They give us the way we do things in order for us to get there. If we think in terms of month by month, for instance, we can't see the bigger picture. Maybe we would like to take on arts, or maybe we would like to change our profession. If we only think month by month or even year by year, it's harder for us to make a plan so that we will able to make this happen. But if we dare to dream, to think that in 5 years we will be able to create masterpieces of some sort, we can do that. It's achievable, and it's something that will be able to drive us forward, and it's something that inspires us. It's something that makes the day-by-day journey more enjoyable, knowing that we will get somewhere beautiful. It's like a road trip that you take, even if sometimes it might be hard. I don't know, it might be really cold or really warm. You know that you have something that you're looking forward to, and this also helps the journey become much more beautiful. Of course, gratitude is, I think, the most important on the journey, but having something like this is also very helpful. So today I invite you to dream about who you will become in 5 years, in 10 years, about how you will express yourself creatively, about what you will be doing, who you will be doing it with, who will be the people in your life, how will they be. And go all in, like really dream about it. Don't think whether it's possible or impossible. just let yourself dream. Maybe you would like to move, to travel the world, or to move to a certain country that you really love, or to have all kinds of experiences. Like, I've heard that there is this travel experience where for 6 weeks or 3 months, I don't know exactly, you will only be doing things that are related to art. You will be learning the culture, the traditions, the craftsmanship, all things that are related to art, even dancing. And I believe that it's something that we should all do once in a lifetime, to explore these kinds of experiences. But this is just an idea. So many things are possible nowadays. And even though you might be seeing on the TV that the world is falling apart and everything is getting worse and worse, it's actually just the way the news are wired, because we won't pay attention if they only tell us good things and things that are not so emotionally triggering as all kinds of disasters are. So there is this video from Rob Dial that has been going viral for quite a few months now, that actually puts things into perspective, like how many terrorist attacks are actually happening compared to how many they were 100 years ago, and all kinds of things related to the fact that the world is actually getting better and better, and it's becoming safer and safer by the day, even though it seems to not be so. But getting back to your dream, so how do you see yourself in 5 years, in 10 years? And just enjoy the process, like, no pressure. It's not an interview, a job interview where the employer asks you, where do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years? It's something that is for your soul, for your heart, where you see yourself, where you feel you would like to be in 5 or in 10 years. And after you do this, and I invite you to take time for yourself to do this for a while. If you're on the road, you can definitely start doing this. And instead of thinking about all kinds of problems, you can dream away. I also advise you to take time to write it down, and to write it down in the present moment, in the same way that we did with the other goals. I'm grateful now that I'm living in an exotic place somewhere where it's warm and beautiful. I don't know, it's up to you. And after you do this in an enjoyable way, taking the time to feel everything, to get yourself in a great state, you will find yourself thinking of ideas, of ways in which you can actually make this happen. And it's a great way of actually knowing what to write in your goals for 2018 as well. Because if you know what you will be doing by 2023 or by 2028, it's much easier to go back and to see, okay, for me, in order for me to be able to have those experiences, what are the things that will help me in getting there? What could I be doing this year in order for me to reach my goals for 5 or for 10 years? All right, great. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really hope that you will take the time to do this. It's something that you can do very easily, and it's a very pleasant experience. Thank you so much for choosing, out of all of the things that you can do in this beautiful world, to listen to this episode, to listen to the Gratitude Podcast. I really, really appreciate it. I really appreciate you sharing it with other people and letting them know about the Gratitude Podcast and about these episodes. I wish you an amazing day, an amazing year, and an amazing decade. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, and don't forget, keep seeking gratitude.